The Korean War may have ended more than 70 years ago, but memories of the victims are still fresh. During the Korean War, which went on from 1950 to 1953, the Korean people endured unimaginable sufferings and losses. At the beginning of that conflict, seven young Columban priests opted to stay with their parishioners and not abandon them in their pain and loss. These men paid the ultimate price and joined countless martyrs of the young Korean church. In the summer of 1950, three Columban priests, seven in Korea, were murdered. By the end of that bloody year, a further four Columbans had been martyred for their faith. The first, Father Tony Collier, was killed on June the 27th, just days after the war between North Korea and South Korea started, originally from Cloggerhead in County Louth, Ireland. The 37-year-old was detained and gunned down in the street, with China and the Soviet Union supporting the North, and the United Nations, chiefly through the United States, backing the South. The Korean conflict was something of a proxy for the Cold War. Within days of Father Collier's death, a second Columban, Father James Magin, was targeted. He was born in the US to parents who had emigrated from Ireland. The communist who murdered him wanted him to confess to being an American spy. He was dragged out of his tiny church and beaten mercilessly. His attackers then took him to prison, where he was starved and tortured, and eventually, he was marched along a mountain road and shot dead. There was significance in the fact that Father Magin was killed on July the 4th, US Independence Day. Meanwhile, a few miles away, Father Patrick Riley from County Westmeath refused to leave his parishioners and escaped to safety. "No thank you, my place is here," was his response to the threat of death. With the help of loyal parishioners, he survived for a month in the hills before being captured, imprisoned, and shot. At the start of the invasion, a US Army advisor to the South Korean forces wanted Monsignor Thomas Quinlan and his assistant, Father Francis Canavan, to go to the South with him towards safety. But the Monsignor said he felt it was his duty to stay. He did tell Father Canavan, "You're free to go. You're not responsible for this district. I'll give you my blessing and think as much of you as if you stayed, instead of leaving and escaping the dangers that awaited him." Father Canavan, however, preferred to stay. Just a week later, while the Monsignor was saying Sunday Mass, the communist soldiers came for him. After shooting up the church, they marched Monsignor Quinlan and Father Canavan, along with several hundred other prisoners, to Seoul, and then on to an internment camp at Manpo, in the far north of Korea. This became known as the Death March. Although they didn't know it at the time, this march was part of the communist army's retreat before the advancing units of the US States Infantry. Several hundred prisoners, including soldiers, journalists, missionaries, some old, many sick, and all feeble from near starvation, died during the 10-day march. Father Canavan contracted pneumonia on the march and was ill for some time, and although he seemed to recover, he had a relapse and died on December the 6th, 1950. Monsignor Patrick Brennan, who was born in Chicago, was superior at the Columban mission in the southwest province of Cholanamdo in the 1940s. The pastor was Father Tom Cusack, and his assistant was Father John O'Brien. On July the 17th, 1950, an official from the US consulate called to warn Monsignor Brennan to leave with his personnel because the United Nations would not be able to defend his mission. Monsignor Brennan said that he was staying, declaring, "It goes with a job." Father Cusack immediately said he too would stay. And why was that? Well, in a message sent to his mother through fellow Columban Michael O'Connor, Father Cusack had said, "I would not be able to live with myself if I left and Catholics were killed." Filled with the Holy Spirit, Father O'Brien decided also to stay. Like their fellow Columbans, they all opted to stay with their people and would also pay the ultimate price. On July the 24th, the North Korean forces entered Mokpo and the three priests were arrested and transferred to jail in Gwangju City. On August the 26th, they were ordered to travel to Seoul. However, the convoy was attacked and the three Columbans were jailed in Daejeon. A woman, who was in a neighboring cell at the time, later testified that when they heard a prisoner being interrogated about Catholics in Daejeon, the three foreign priests went down on their knees and prayed throughout the night for that prisoner, an American soldier, Alexander Makarunis, who shared the same cell as the Columbans, gave an account of how the priests shed their blankets, lifted the spirits of the other prisoners, and often sang Faraway Places, the 1948 Bing Crosby hit. Towards the later half of September, the North Koreans had to abandon Daejeon due to the advancing US forces. They executed all the prisoners during the period of September the 24th to the 26th. The bodies of those in the monastery were dumped into a deep well in the grounds. In 1952, the well was emptied, the bodies cremated, and the remaining ashes and bones were buried in a large grave on a nearby hill. In 1996, Daejeon City decided to develop the whole area. Family members of the dead were notified, and in their presence, the grave was opened, the bones exhumed, and each family took some of the bones to bury privately. A local Catholic historian, who knew that three missionaries had been among those massacred, also attended the ceremony and took some of the bones in memory of the priest who died. Placing the remains into an urn, he erected a little shrine in his own garden to their memory. In 2006, the urn was transferred to a new memorial erected by Daejeon Diocese in honor of the martyrs at the Catholic graveyard. All you martyrs of Christ, please pray for us and teach us to have courage and faith during the most challenging moments that we are to face in our life.